Hit the music.
Hit the music.
Hit the music.
Who wants some music?
We want... I thought you guys were going to join in.
The music.
Turn the goddamn music on.
Come on down and listen to the party. Yeah. We got Tone, Time, Nick, Pat, Connor, Jimmy Z, Big Motor, Jay, and Evan Barr.
Hang up and
here, you got nothing to lose.
Holy shit, I didn't see that.
Oh. Buddy, you're stupid. Round the globe.
Yeah, Mason Ramsey is right. Welcome to the pod. Hey, tell you what, it's good to be back. We got a full house today. As always, joining us, Nick.
Yep.
Tony Diggs.
How you doing?
Connor.
Hey!
I'm Ty. We got Gumpy back here. Gumpy, say something.
Atta baby, Ty.
Z, was that you slurping the Celsius Cola?
Yeah, take it easy on the Cokes.
Someone just fucking white knuckled their steering wheel right into the guardrail.
Fuck it.
And Mitt, how you doing, pal?
What was that kid's name?
Doing real good, Ty. Doing real good. How you
doing? It was what's name's little brother though. I know that.
Oh god damn, what was his name?
I'm looking
with the glasses. Home Alone, slurping the colas,
easy
dude.
On the Cokes.
Buzz?
No, Buzz is
Buzz. Fuller. Easy on the
Fuller. Fuller. I already packed the elastic sheets. And I'm sure Bill's lurking around here somewhere.
Yeah. Elastic sheets. Do they have those?
I mean, they used to for kids who would piss the bed on the rig.
Huh. No, elastic sheets. Just the thing that goes around, right?
That's a fitted sheet. What do you mean?
It's elastic is fitted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sheet.
Yeah, you're allowed to piss it because it won't go through the mattress.
Oh, shit. Yeah. How's everybody doing?
Good, man. Good. Good. Playing a lot of the show lately.
I have been,
too. The real deal.
Hell yeah.
Good game?
Yeah. If you're thinking about gaming.
Hard?
Get into the show. Very hard.
Yeah, I'm playing a catcher. Very difficult. My fucking, was it Road to the Show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Great pop time I have right now.
What'd you say your guy's name is? They didn't have Jose in it, right?
Yeah, or Zito, but it's really weird because there's a pitcher named Barry Zito, and there's a lot of Jose's in MLB, but I have to be Joe Perez. What the fuck, dude?
But you can't just type in your name?
Well, so like they give you a whole database of names like the announcers know, but it's I know there's a fucking Jose in the league, and I know there's Barry Zito.
Yeah, Jose Abreu.
Jose Abreu.
Jose Iglesias.
There's so many Jose's.
My guy's name is actually John Cena, and they do say it. They do say it on there.
They say your name?
Yeah, you can get
the broadcasters like.
Oh yeah,
work that in. Wow, some next.
Now I'm patting John Cena.
Six dingers a game.
Oh yeah, I've been heating up big time. I think I told Connor in the latest series Cena's fucking. I think 8-12, 3 dingers, 2 doubles, triple. The Cena is seeing the ball very well right now.
Wow,
very well.
The bat with a toothpick in his hands.
Yeah, very similar. I did make him very jacked.
Well, he should be.
Yeah, just like Cena.
Yeah, first baseman, number 25, obviously.
Was he also a Marine?
Before his time in the show, yeah.
Actually, his backstory.
Like 45 confirmed kills, I think, in Yugoslavia. One tour.
No, he had 45 in that one tour.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I thought. And he only used a bat.
Yeah.
Your guy's
he's a fucking monster.
He's like the dude from Inglourious Basterds.
Hey, okay. Donnie Donowitz.
There it is.
Oh,
Teddy fucking Ballgame.
Yes. Yeah, I forgot to mention Netflix just pushed it to like the top of their featured thing. Yeah. Startup. I've been I started watching that in Tampa on like I don't know, maybe Thursday night, and I'm already midway through season 2. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's about like cryptocurrency. Like this girl like builds a cryptocurrency company. And there's, money laundering, there's Haitian gangs, there's Russian gangs.
Oh, like, so it's like Silicon Valley?
Yeah, kind of. It's set in Miami.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like
crooked FBI agent Seth Cohen is one of the main characters in it.
Seth Cohen's in it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sethy.
It's sweet, dude. It is. It's pretty darn good. I mean, I think it was originally on Crackle. The episodes are like 35 to 43 minutes. It is easy to burn through, but it's definitely worth watch.
Crackle or Rich?
Yeah, it was.
Really?
What else has been on Crackle? I think
Seinfeld was on Crackle for a long time.
What the hell is Crackle?
Yeah,
what is
Crackle?
It's like another streaming deal.
It's like free, though, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that where the Levies got their deal?
Fucking Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Did that
start on Crackle?
It was on CBC.
It's all right.
We don't have that here, though.
No. That's where it got its start, though.
Canadian broadcasting.
And I think, and it was on, I think, was it on TBS here or no?
It was CBC because they're Canadian.
Yeah. Right, but what was
here
it on?
It was on
Hulu, maybe? No.
Nah.
On Netflix.
Well, now it is.
Well, it was, but that's not where it first made its American debut.
Mm.
Not gonna lie, Crackle has a good lineup here.
It's all they got.
It's not bad.
Oh, they got fucking Rocket Bucket List on there.
Yeah.
What? Do they just have like commercials or some shit?
I think they might have commercials. Yeah.
Pop TV.
Oh, Celebrity Bowling.
Was shit's great.
But no, yeah, that show is pretty awesome. I mean, it's a little, you know, like people dying all the time, a lot of violence and a lot of sex, gratuitous sex, but it's pretty good.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Jupiter's Legacy is the real deal. Nope, Zeke. Zeet, who's watched The Boys and Jupiter's Legacy, said to me in confidence, Jupiter's Legacy is better than The Boys.
I never said that. I compared, what I said was, if you want something to compare Jupiter's Legacy to, was Sky High rated R.
Yes, which, I mean, who doesn't want that? The
fuck is Sky High?
What Sky High, dude.
What you guys really need to watch is Invincible. It's an anime superhero thing.
I saw it. It's anime porn watching.
Not at all. Not at all, actually. It's an R-rated Justice League cartoon.
Funny, my brother called me and actually told me the same thing.
But it's like very The Boys similar if it was a cartoon version.
So I'm not sure if I trust it.
It's fucking awesome.
Is it better than Naruto, Bill? Because I know you were saying that it's like, you know, thematically it really doesn't
hold
up. I
did hear good things about it, Bill.
Thematically, did you say?
Thematically, yeah.
What's it called? Invincible?
Yeah,
Invincible,
I heard it's really good.
On the Amazon Prime video.
It's a series or a movie?
It's a series, like 8 30-minute episodes.
The photo or GIF that you posted. Simmons? Did actually look sweet. It looked like the old, like, old school X-Men.
Oh, yeah. Sethy's in it.
Seth
Rogen? It looks very violent.
Very violent.
Really?
Yeah.
Sethy.
And just to go back to what you said, I also watched Jupiter's Legacy.
That's right. You said the same thing as Zeke.
I said it was, it's enjoyable. Yeah. I would not dare say it's better than The Boys because it's not.
Well.
Jeez.
So
we'll let bygones
right now.
Be bygones.
I've never seen The Boys.
I saw the first episode. I got it. Oh, we're The Boys. We all got powers. That was basically.
That's what Jupiter's Legacy is.
That, no.
Yeah.
Jupiter's Legacy is like having this guy get power. I mean, look. Granted, a big appeal to. Is this mic very hot? Or is it just my headphones? I can't tell.
It's probably your headphones.
Okay, just making sure.
Why don't you turn your headphones down?
No, they're basically all the way down. If I went any further, I couldn't hear anything. I like Jupiter's Legacy. The only problem I have with it is that it's not The Boys. But the problem with The Boys is the name of the show, The Boys, I fucking hate.
Listen, get rid of your hang-ups, okay? You need to come with a better excuse.
Look at our powers, we're The Boys. That's just what I think. I agree with you. I do have to grow up and, you know, let my
What you're describing fall. Is Jupiter's Legacy.
No, dude, they go into the backstory of the main character, and then they keep going with his daughter and having a cocaine problem.
Is it as violent as The Boys is, or is it TV-14 kind of Mickey Mouse?
It's not TV-14, but it's not as violent as
Well, you got to think about The Boys losing out for the next episode.
I saw the first episode. I was like, hey.
You can't get it just from the first episode.
Why do the boys love their blood? And then Jupiter's Legacy came out, and I was like, holy shit, team fucking JL.
Did you watch Woman in the Mirror?
I did not. With Amy Adams?
Yeah.
How was that?
Didn't watch it.
Yeah, I haven't seen either. That's been number one. Scary. Yeah, it's been number one for a little
When's
bit.
When's Quiet Place 2 come out?
Oh, no. Boys got summer? 90%. Rotten Tomato for Jupiter. Legacy got 38%.
Oh, you don't say.
Ron Dance so no stunk. Shit.
No, I didn't think it stunk.
It's a very good show.
You know what it's good at? It has cliffhangers every episode.
Yeah. Okay.
Z, look up the Rotten Tomatoes for Invincible.
Bill, we'll watch it, all right? Get off it, dude.
Everyone else gets their fucking shows rated. I want to have my fucking show
rated.
I'll
watch it on Saturday morning with the rest of my
cartoons. What's that on, Bill? It's on Amazon, right?
Oh! Holy shit!
98!
Bill!
Heard it's good.
See you later, boys.
Didn't know you were fucking Richard Roper, dude.
Who's that?
I don't know that.
Big time movie critic.
Famous. Dick Roper?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's basically Sickle and Ebes. And then.
Siskel?
Who the fuck is that?
Jesus. Show
Siskel
some
and
respect,
Ebert, dude.
Oh, Ebert.
Two thumbs up.
Siskel and Ebert.
You've never heard two thumbs up?
No, I've heard of that. Siskel and Ebes. Hammer and Sickle and Ebes. I've never heard
of that. In his defense, I'm pretty sure one of them dropped dead like the year he was born. Yeah. So.
Hey, the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I think it was Sickle. I don't know. I can't remember.
Because it's Sickle. Six McGee God is dying.
Damn it, dude.
God, Eddie Sickle.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fucking yeah. Legend.
God damn it. Mitch, did you get your apartment or no?
Yeah, I just did today, actually. Let's go.
Like, from did you
guy?
Really?
You got the
no,
keys?
No. New apartment.
Just
new apartment.
Sent more money to the same guy.
No, real apartment, actually.
Did you see it?
Real place. Oh, yeah. Other people live there. Have talked to someone else that lived there. It is a real place.
Oh, you I'm picked up a now. Room in a, like, it's not even like your own apartment. It's just your room?
No, it's an apartment. It's a... Like
Mitt's living in a hostel right now.
No, it's just a legit apartment. It's like a one-bedroom apartment.
I got a bone to pick with Mitt.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Nice. For weeks now, we've been carrying on about this Monkey Daily account. We even had a moment of silence yeah. for Monkey Daily because the account was banned and terminated. We find out that's not even the account that he's following. There's another Monkey Daily spelled differently that he follows that is still up and running and very much active. Mm-hmm. He failed to realize this and does like you don't even realize who you follow on your phone, dude?
I can't spell one, and then two, I'm not reading the spelling of it, and I also didn't send out the tweet. So if I sent out the tweet, I would have tagged the right account.
Whoa.
But you were like, oh, I haven't seen them posted. Like, they posted yeah. the same day.
I do follow a lot of people on Twitter, and hell yeah. I just didn't fucking see it. I'm
Mitt,
sorry.
My favorite thing right now is calling Mitt. Sunday afternoons, FaceTime.
That's an awful scene.
He fucking woke up. It was 7:30 Sunday night. He wakes up and goes, oh, I thought it was 7:30 a.m., dude. Fuck.
Jesus. Man.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was Monday. I thought I slept through the whole thing. I was fucking dying, dude.
How many fucking ice cold beers are you drinking on the weekend?
That's what he said.
Dude.
He answers, he goes, oh, it's my fucking Sunday afternoon hangover nap, dude.
12 hours.
How many beers? Answer.
This weekend, like, I don't know. Dude, a shit ton. I was like, my friends all graduated, so hell I was yeah. getting drunk as hell.
Oh, you graduated this weekend, man?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Did you, man?
Hell yeah.
Flying colors.
Close.
Oh, you're not even close.
With honors.
Graduated from the school of crushing IPAs.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, no, I had a good weekend. I had a horrible Sunday. Honestly, I was still kind of feeling it
yesterday. What are you talking about? You slept all day Sunday, yeah. dude.
Well, it lifted his spirits when he found out about Monkey Daily.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. That was sweet. I can watch videos of monkeys eating watermelons and shit again.
Hell yeah.
You're a fucking modern day genius.
You know that? Mitt Da Vinci.
Yeah, let's go.
These bug bites are absolutely killing
God.
Me.
Do you do the X?
Fuck.
Yeah, I've been doing the X.
Nah, I got some fucking Benadryl gel that I was just caking on my legs.
That's your problem,
dude.
Do
nah,
the
it
X.
works.
Do the X.
Works.
What's the X? Fun.
You fucking put your fingernail into a bug bite and you just dig it in there and then you just make an X out of it and it stops itching.
Other known as the cross as well.
I feel like that's not a real thing.
It works pretty well. Or you just scratch the shit out of it until it's a scab.
Oh, tell me your theory about mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah. There's this thing this might have been one of these urban legends. I didn't say this was coming from me. This is one of those things that gets told to you a long time ago. Yeah, you forget about it, then you remember it, and you reiterate it. Apparently, if you let a mosquito bite you, the reason it gets itchy is because like you move or you try and smack it, and the stuff that it injects into your system makes it itch and like rise like a bump. But if you just let the mosquito suck your blood, after like it finishes sucking your blood, it brings the stuff that makes you itch with you and flies away. I swear to God, I heard this.
Now he's supposed to suck its penis after two.
No, it's a boa. Okay, we're making a fucking joke of it, huh?
Well, the joke is that you believed it, ran with it. For
I
all these
still
years.
Do.
Like Cotter's theory.
Who
later.
Told you it's a mosquito?
No.
Hey, I heard this word.
Just let me finish. It'll be fine.
Here's the deal. Let me bite you.
I forget where I heard it. This is not the first time I've heard that.
That's the company.
Yes! Yes! Thank you, man! We've got big news!
What's that?
Your favorite men's healthcare brand, Roman, is now available at Walmart.
Yes!
Hell yeah.
Woo!
I love
Roman's
Walmart.
Non-prescription products have got you covered with everything from sexual health to everyday health. Your well-being is important, and taking care of it should be simple. So now you can add to cart in real life.
Woo!
Love it.
Roman, now available at Walmart. We're in your area. Let's go take care of it. Hey, Roman condoms.
That's a big deal.
Oh.
Roman condoms.
Ooh.
They got them.
Great shelf space in Walmart. That's
Roman
a big deal.
Roman swipes.
Love swipes. Yeah.
They got them.
Swipe.
Fucking. We've got a dietary supplement with Roman Daily. It's a multivitamin that is optimized with ingredients to support men's health and overall well-being.
Need that.
I love my well-being.
I love being well.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Visit your local Walmart store today and check out Roman's line of men's healthcare products. Something you should do. It'll make your life better.
Do it.
Oh yeah.
What are you waiting for?
All right, the absurd stat of the day. 63% of people who bought a home in the U.S. last year made an offer without seeing the property. Shout out Zito, according to a survey by Redfin. That's the highest level in the survey's six-year history. You are not alone, my friend. Hey, baby. Oh,
still feel like it's a bad idea.
Yeah, there's a lot of work I've done in that house. I spent a lot of money. Hey, but it's looking good.
Are you finally all the way done? Well, like, all reno's complete?
Well, it's funny. I actually drove in with Nick this morning and talked about my vanny has been back ordered for 7 months, so my master bathroom doesn't have a sink, so that's always awkward. It's an awkward bathroom break.
Where do you shower at, then?
Well, I don't need a vanity to shower. I guess I can use my shower as a sink.
Wait, vanity.
Like
a, yeah, like you know, the mirror. And
yeah, trust me, I did not know what a vanity was until I had to buy one.
It's like the.
It's a sink.
Yeah.
Okay. So how many people are buying houses with even doing an inspection?
Well, yeah. So a lot of people deny that option and they get the house.
I lost like four or five houses because the offers that people made were either all cash, which. Insane. If you're making an all cash offer, buy a bigger house.
That got me twice too. Yeah.
Or they weren't doing inspections, which was fucking wild.
Because my house sold without inspection too back home.
That's absurd.
That means it's a buyer's market. It is a
seller's market.
That's what I mean. People selling their houses.
Would you get them on? Would you scam them on?
I'd say the one issue would be that the downstairs, the basement suite area,
it's crumbling.
Full of dead bodies.
We knocked out one of the rooms, so it's not very
foundation shot.
No, it's not very soundproof, I would say.
Oh, that's not.
Uh-huh. So kids can't be playing downstairs if mom and dad are boinking upstairs because they're gonna hear everything.
What the
ding ding ding.
But it was never so. The house was never really before. It wasn't a basement suite. Like we kind of made it into a basement suite. It was just the downstairs, and then we cut it off. And
here's a question for you.
Yeah.
This might be a Canadian thing. What's the difference between a basement and a basement suite?
Basement suite, you rent out.
Oh, separate door. Or you have to use the main door.
Separate door. Downstairs. It's like a downstairs of a that's house cool. that you rent out.
So it would duplex. Need to be, then the sound may be an issue.
Cause yeah.
yeah.
People that you actually live with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't just go, hey, quiet down.
But that was, yeah, that's Donner. Just how we did it.
Now you got to call the cops.
You got to call the cops on your own house.
I will tell you, a dream of mine was always to have a cool ass basement, like a fucking man cave basement.
Hell yeah.
Or woman cave.
So you bought a house without seeing it that doesn't have a basement.
Yep. Shit. Well, a lot of Indiana houses actually don't have basements.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
That very is, odd. That is why I haven't bought a house yet, but because guys, I can't
find one. It's Tornado Alley, isn't it?
You guys all
no,
have.
No sense to me either. I'm sure there has to be a reason.
It depends if you buy like from a like, cookie cutter, quote unquote. If you buy from like a cookie cutter neighborhood, they can't do basements because they can't punch out a basement for every single house.
Define cookie cutter.
Like J.P. Morgan, where they put 300 houses in one neighborhood.
And they're all
did
the same.
They?
Oh, that's happened.
They're all over the place.
You guys all have big yards, though, man. Like that's awesome. Back home, like they're literally building houses on top of each other. Like there's no room at all.
I recently just bought a weed whacker.
Oh, nice. How's that going?
I've fucking been whacking everything.
You got safety glasses?
No, I use my Ray-Bans / Shady Rays.
Nice. How's the tractor?
Oh, dude. So I don't know how to cut up and down lines. I've been doing circles, and I basically am fucking just burning out.
Doing circles?
So your yard looks like shit.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking. What's that movie where there's just this? Is it called circles?
You don't know how to do up and down lines.
What do you mean you're doing
circles? Well, how are you doing circles? Okay, so I can't really explain this. So it's basically a rectangle, but then I have a garden back there that's fenced off, and I have a couple trees. So I can't just go up, down. I have to go boop all the way around every time.
That's why you, you know, you got to go around
what's
with
the technique?
The regular lawnmower you'll first.
It. You'll find it, Z.
So you don't have to you'll worry about
that's
that.
The whole point. I didn't want to push. You'll I just want to ride.
I hear you. Hell yeah. I hear you.
Sorry. That's tractor talk.
Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs next. The other way. You open the wrong door and accidentally find yourself in front of Shark Tank. What bullshit pitch do you think of on the fly? Mitt, you go first.
Ah, shit. All right. I would say probably a
20% beer.
I was going to say an energy drink that has alcohol, but that has already been made. That is a Four Loko.
It is.
So make it Two Loko.
So, yeah, a Two Loko.
Boo!
Yeah. Go ahead and walk right out that door.
I hope you brought a napkin because I just spit in your face, Mitt.
Well, I mean, I don't think I would get anything picked up by the fucking people on Shark Tank.
Can I go next year?
Yep. Go ahead, Zeke.
I've been trying to do this for a while now. When my phone falls from my hands, I want a parachute to fucking come out and fucking safely goes down.
Is that a thing?
What?
Parachute phone?
I think that might be a thing, yeah. A case with a parachute on it. Or it's an airbag, maybe. It's one or the other.
Airbag would actually be better.
Yeah, it's no, like when you drop your phone like while it's falling in the air.
You
like,
don't look like a fucking G.I. Because, Joe coming off the top floor.
You know, the parachute, you need time to deploy. The airbag is much quicker and much more efficient.
Well, no, the boom. Airbag could pop.
Z, take a sip of your Celsius again.
Yep.
I would invent a can that doesn't make you slurp like that. No sound.
Wow. A sippy cup.
Yeah, like a sippy cup, but like in a can form that you can reproduce at a mass level.
Oh, it's so like a round with a little like a little thing on the end.
You know what they should do?
Like a boob.
Is make
like a Gatorade box.
Is make a sippy cup lid that you can put on any can.
Hey, pass over that can. It looks like a boob.
Here we go. All right, me and Tony are going like a boob together.
Wow, no slurp off the can. That's looking like a boom.
Mark Cuban just gave me $500 million.
Yeah. Well, I'm halfway up.
I like that. I like boobs. I like that.
I'm for that reason, in I'm in. Fucking calorie lit. No calorie. No calorie.
Jeez. For that reason, wow.
This guy wasted?
Zero cal.
Zero cal, good tasting food.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
So astronaut.
Sick.
Yeah.
Astronaut food has to have calories.
How do you make that? They say to me. I don't know. You're the sharks. You figure it out.
No, no, that's on, that part's on you. I'm the idea guy.
I would probably do a some sort of Depends where you could just poop in there and then like unvelcro it and unleash the poop. You wouldn't have to change the diaper.
Separate chamber.
Yeah, separate chamber. And then we would sell that patent to Pampers and whatnot.
Well, let me
a self-cleaning Depends.
Yes, so you don't have to rebuy diapers.
A licensing deal for yours for my app, which is Oldsmobile, that has old stooges drive you around in cars instead of Uber because they need jobs, they need work. Let's put them on the roads. They're wearing their Depends with the removable compartment,
the poop pouch.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
the poop pouch.
Poop pouch.
Nice.
Removable poop pouch.
Mine's called the Zeke Cup.
Fucking boob.
That is true though. I just me and Connor when we flew back from Tampa at 6 a.m.
sizes.
It depends on the size that you like
and Zeet as well, but the guy who took me and Connor from the airport to the office to get our cars, like, it was so goddamn early and he just kept trying to talk and it was just like, old man, I get it, but shut the hell up. I am very tired. You are fucking, you know, I mean, to his credit, we got down here pretty quick, but Oldsmobile, you know, they do.
There will be a feature. Yeah. Would you like the old stooge to front the talk or not? You can turn that off.
Ty actually texted me like 5 minutes into the ride, like, all right, now, William, shut the hell up.
Me and Connor almost died.
Oh, my God, dude. We're in this Uber on the way to St. Petersburg. And this guy from probably, I don't know, a 10-yard, 15-yard distance, looked up, saw the guy in front of him, just red lights breaking, like looked down, looked back up, and then slammed on the fucking brake. Like, I hurt my wrist
because I flew forward and I like put my hand on the fucking headrest right in front. Yeah, on the dashboard right in front of me, and like my wrist like broke.
I'll fuck you on top of the guy.
Zine's about to kiss this guy on the mouth. He's like leaning around his headrest.
He's fucking grabbing his boobs.
Yeah. I was like, oh, sorry, guys. No, dude. Like, that's not fucking okay. That's not a sorry, let's get over it situation. That's a zero star, bitch. Oh,
well, dude. And that guy actually wrapped his vehicle around a pole. 45 minutes later.
Right after it.
On his way to it, pick up a different fare.
With Olds in the back where they could have been using Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
Bingo. Oh,
safe and sound.
Next.
Can't believe I touched his boobs.
OMG at Dom Batista, please tell me this is true. Dave, a.k.a. Dom Batista, turned down Fast and Furious to pitch Gears of War movie.
Oh, what?
That movie's going to be awesome.
Yeah, this would be incredible. I really hope this is legit. I think IGN, they do great.
Who's he going to be? Marcus Phoenix.
Oh, it'll be Dom.
Dave did retweet and confirm that this story is indeed true. I don't think the movie got
paid. No!
What? Yeah, great idea, Dave. Yeah, we'll call you.
He would be Dom, too, yeah, in the movie, unfortunately.
Who's Marcus Phoenix? Cena.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's got to be Cena.
Yep.
Uh-huh. That fucking...
Or Commander Aziz.
Commander Aziz.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a good idea.
Fucking Braun Strowman as the King of the Locusts.
Yep.
or a Berserker.
Yeah, that would work as well. That movie with Batista is coming out Friday, right? The Netflix
Army
one.
Army of the Dead?
Yeah.
Is it Friday? Yeah?
I believe so. That's what they're shooting. Let me look it up.
What do we think?
I'm pumped for that. I think it's going to be absolutely terrible, but
okay.
I'm pumped to watch it either way because it's Big Dumb.
Looks like May 21st, so yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's already got 74% Rotten Tomato.
Hold the phone. That's terrible.
How? 75 now. Just moved.
Critics get to see it first, Gumpy.
Yeah, so it always goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
Depends. Sometimes. This one. Maybe not. We'll see. Good luck, Dom. Next. Question for the FOD. What TV show has the best music in it, and why is it Entourage?
It's not.
No, no.
I don't know what it is.
The OC.
The OC.
The OC by far, and it's not even close.
Nope.
The OC.
I don't know why. I always chose the Weeds. Like, what was the... Back in the day, I always had a...
Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky.
The hell?
Yeah, that's the fucking Weeds theme song.
I think never... Smallville should be up for
nah.
What were you gonna say?
What? I've tried to find it. What is the rooftop song that they used to play on the OC? Do you remember that one?
It was probably by Imogen Heap, but I don't know.
Rooftop scene, which...
No, it was just that they. I remember them saying rooftops in it. I've been trying to find it forever.
Where are we?
One of the Apple TV shows is going to take this over. Just throwing that out there. Because
That show that I watched them, the Freakishly Disturbing one, had a really good soundtrack.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, ballers soundtracks.
That's pretty good.
Haters in the building.
Right above it to start when that fucking came on for the first episode, that banged, dude.
Oh wait, are we talking like intro song?
No, just music in general.
Because I would have retracted Weeds.
Californication has a good music.
Tony, what was that HBO show that got canceled because it wasn't that good, but everyone thought it was really good? That had Kid Cudi in it.
Oh, you mean that really good? How to Make It in America? Yeah, because they were selling great jeans.
That had pretty good music.
Yeah,
in it, too,
it did. Correctly. Vinyl only lasted for 10 episodes, but that had a great soundtrack.
Westworld's got a great soundtrack.
How to Make It in America was a good show.
It was all right.
I like the dude, the main actor.
What was Vinyl again?
Brian Greenberg.
Yeah.
Breaking Vinyl. It was goddamn, what's his name? Bobby Cannavale.
What was the other show on HBO that was like that from like the 80s?
Not mine, Olivia.
The Deuce.
Jimmy Franco.
Wasn't Olivia Wilde in a music show?
Yeah, she dumps mine.
She was in the OC. That may be what you're thinking.
She was in Vinyl.
She was in Vinyl.
Okay. Was she?
Yeah.
She was married to him. Yeah, you're right.
I forgot that show existed.
It was a good show.
Now that you guys are saying it, I remember it being a thing. Never watch it.
Yeah, I missed watching
10 episodes. Yeah, it was pretty out there.
Anything you don't watch that ends after one season, you do feel great about.
There was a lot of fucking heat around that because like Scorsese was like an executive producer and
It had potential. It just didn't really got going anywhere.
Has anyone watched The Mayor of Easttown? I'm going to have to start watching that.
No, I keep hearing
it. Yeah, apparently it's incredible.
No, I have not.
Okay.
Next.
Does this cat look like Boston Connor to you?
Yeah, it does.
Holy shit.
You guys related?
Yeah, it's my brother, Boston Kyle.
Sucking on his udders when you were a kid?
I wish. Dude. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hey, do we have that picture from last episode in this VOD?
Oh, no, I don't think so, but we might be able to find it.
And here we go.
I love this game. It's my favorite game.
That's pretty good.
That is
That's
a fucking
good.
Striking resemblance.
That is good.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't breathe.
There's another picture where Connor looks exactly like
someone. No, it was a picture of what's his name outside of your house?
Vanderbeek.
Someone that sent in a picture.
That is right down the street from like,
I got it.
Through,
I just sent it.
I can actually think in my head right now.
Shout out to you for holding on to that story for this Seven long. Houses. That was fucking incredible.
For sure. That was one of those ones that once he got mentioned, it was like, oh, yeah, that fucking house. Yeah, so Jack lives in the house on the right.
Is that your van?
No, that was used in the movie. McPadden lives on the right. House on the left, honestly, never saw people in or out of that place.
Looks like it was haunted.
Yeah, it was a fucking weird house.
Vanderbeek sent this in?
This is actually taken. this house, it is taken in front of another one of the houses they used on the street. Man, this is a big win for me, by the way.
I bet. Okay, hey, congratulations.
I woke up pumped the next day like, fucking Vanderbeek, man. Thank you, Labor Day.
Next.
I don't know if this has volume at all.
I don't know. This
it does not.
This is a pretty good video, though. I think I maybe have seen this before.
This is an oldie, but a goodie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, two jagoffs looking at fucking robbing
a jagoff.
Yeah, looking to rob a convenience store. No one around or anything like that. And
oh no!
I mean, you can tell how by the way this first guy throws a brick that they don't got a shot.
Oh, I do
and then
oh man!
So
dead. And as you can see, that guy is dead.
Out!
I killed him. Yeah, it was basically like a shotgun going right to his temple. Killed him immediately. Killed him instantly.
I thought this was gonna be the video where that fucking rogue tire comes out of nowhere 300 miles and just blows everybody up.
That is a classic one. It's got the fucking fire trail behind it.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
You and your buddies ever throw bricks at each other's heads?
No, and if I was breaking into somewhere, we're throwing bricks, you got to go behind the person that's throwing. It's the same thing as like a gun. Dude.
That person closed their eyes and wind up.
Guy splits the atom every fucking day, dude.
He's wearing a big, like, he's wearing a jacket, so his peripherals were.
Yeah, his vision wasn't great.
Might have been wearing a mask,
on,
too.
Dude.
I mean, we used to have rock fights. But.
It's on the kid throwing the brick. Like, let your buddy fucking go before you just throw that thing.
He obviously didn't yell with Cy Granada before he fucking threw it.
Coming in?
Am I the only one that thinks it's on the kid that actually got hit?
Well, it doesn't matter because that kid's dead, so he doesn't have thoughts anymore. Or
he doesn't
opinions
have to live
or,
with the pain of killing his best friend.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Dead.
Oh, at least he goes to pick him up.
Rest
absolute
in peace.
Fools. He just carries
well, you can away. See it's snowing, though. He probably dropped him shortly thereafter that, and his stiff, frozen body was found the next morning by the old clerk who came in.
Yeah, he sees him right now. Yep, he's dead.
Yep. Ah, fuck it, leave him. Let me steal his backpack, actually, and his wallet.
I like those shoes, too.
Yeah, next.
Let's see what we got here. Which one is it? This one? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just an absolute classic.
Changes are happening on the hour. We have more and more stories coming, as you guys have mentioned.
I mean, what the hell is
and
this lady doing?
These changes are happening.
Hey!
As you guys have
check
mentioned.
Check it out! We're here! Oh, my God! I thought she blew her knee out.
She did. She tore ACL.
She did.
She tore ACL.
Her left ACL is shattered.
Gone.
Tries to use it right
here.
Nope.
See, she tried.
Call an ambulance! Call an ambulance!
Yeah.
It's in Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
That lady just moved there, and now she has to leave already.
Hey!
She already has to move out. What a shame.
That's too bad, but hey, you know what?
Oh, she might have blown her right in the head, too. Man. Someone get that lady a selfie stick.
Yeah, true. Get well soon.
Feel better.
Vin Diesel, wow. Blessed and Jesus. Something. He's somewhere for the F9 premiere.
He's in Emar.
Emar. And Vin is playing no games.
No. If they're doing trailers on...
That place is awesome.
They built this building just for Fast 9.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. Because they're going to have all the cars drive through the bottom and the whole building's going to collapse.
Where is Emar?
Emar is... It's in the...
Dubai.
Yeah.
That was my guess.
I wasn't going to call it Dubai, though. I was going to call it...
The United Arab Emirates.
Emirati. Yes.
Yeah.
Emirati. What was that, Z?
Emirati.
It says Emirati.
There it is.
Emirati, yeah.
It's in the Emiratis.
It's in the UAE.
Remember when Mitt said Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, and meant it?
Yeah. Mitt, do you remember that?
Yeah, isn't that where they were fighting? That's where Fight Island was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Abu Dhabi.
Garfield's going to send Odie, dude.
Got less than just over a month till we head back to the theaters, boys.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
See you there.
Next.
You fucking promise, Meraldo.
We'll see.
I don't know if that's volume either.
It does. It does.
It does.
Dude, it does.
So these two Russian weapons.
Yeah. First kid kicked him, and the other kid is. Alright, bitch. Let's go.
Take his hat off.
That's it.
I fucking love these videos, dude.
And as you can see,
that kick at the end.
That kick at the end.
What's up, bitch?
Does he have an AirPod in?
Oh, yeah.
There's a second part to this video, right?
Is there?
Oh, yeah. There's a face off. Have you not seen the face off?
No, dude.
Scroll down, Z. I think it's below it. It's gotta be.
Did the kid in the red hat, because we were saying before the show, he has Ben Button syndrome. That is actually an 80-year-old man who was picking a fight with this kid.
He tells the kid, right here, stay right here.
What's up, bitch? What's up, bitch? Fuck you.
Let me at him.
Did he say suck my dick?
Yeah,
he did.
Oh, kick. Oh, look, little bitch came. Oh, look at that right hook. Oh,
this looks like a little Russian Zeet squaring off against little Russian Bill.
Is that Khabib? Okay. I would pay $200 for this pay-per-view.
Oh,
so would I.
Kid fights.
Is it actually a fight? Is that why they're doing this?
Yeah, that's the way it's being promoted. The kid on the left, his Instagram is one of the better things I've scrolled through. He's got some unbelievable photos on there.
How old is he?
If I had to guess, in his years, 5, in Ben Button years, 85.
Okay. So, okay, yeah. I mean, look at him. Pull that face up right there, Z, that still picture.
He's got gray hair.
That's Ben Button. This guy is fucking at least 65 to 72 years old.
Are they both old?
Sometimes kids are old, man. I don't know.
Me and my buddy actually had a debate about this, whether or not they were children or if...
It feels as if...
They're old men.
Old men.
That's the kid who, like, jabs the guy in the face, right? Like the viral video.
Huh?
You guys ever see the video where the kid just, like, knocks this guy right in the chin?
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Me neither.
I thought those were two kids.
All I know is the kid on the right's got a sweet fucking hat.
Now you're not sure, right?
I want the kid on the right's hat for sure.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. I mean, what's this guy in the middle doing instigating?
He's the promoter. He's the Dana White. Yeah, he's trying to, you know, hey.
He runs the league.
Yeah, exactly. Shake your dicks, his pissing contest is over. He said that like 18 times in my translation.
Save it for the fight. Yeah. My old sweatpants have always bothered me.
Why's that?
Can't wear them out on town without looking like a slob.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You're right.
That's why I checked out Public Rec.
Okay.
Oh, what'd you find?
They make leisure wear in waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit, my friends. All day, every day, their pants are a more stylish alternative to sweatpants and a more comfortable alternative to jeans, Nick.
I do like that. I'm tired of wearing jeans all the time.
They're multifaceted, great for lounging at home, looking sharp at work, heading to the bar. Anywhere pants should be worn. The all-day, everyday pant comes in waist and inseam sizing, so they fit short guys, tall guys, and everyone in between.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Made from a breathable, stretchy, moisture-wicking fabric. You wear them 24/7.
Sometimes 28/8.
Sometimes 28/8. and they have zipper pockets so your phone don't fall out. They come in 9 different colors, one for each day of the week, and then some.
That's pretty cool.
That's two more days than you need.
Go ahead, tell me more.
That's two more days than you need. They got t-shirts, Henleys, polos, hoodies, all the golf gear you need as well.
They got golf gear.
Need some golf gear.
Yeah, top choice in my rotation.
You talking golf?
Honestly, I don't...
Golf gear?
I feel great. I wore them out this weekend. I was like, shit, I'm comfortable and I look great.
Yeah, you did say that.
Boys, this is awesome.
Yeah.
As the world's opening back up, make sure you've got clothes that are as flexible as your life is. Public Rec rarely discounts. Because it's so goddamn good. Like,
damn near never.
Yeah. But right now, they have an exclusive offer just for the pod.
Yes.
Go to publicrec.com. Use promo code THEPOD to receive 10% off. 10%. That's publicrec.com. And use promo code THEPOD for 10% off.
What animals do Americans think they could beat in a fight? It doesn't look good for the human race. 72% could beat a rat.
Yeah.
69. What is that, a dog or a cat? I mean, my eyes are dog shit. I can't see. The 61% looks like a swan or a goose or a duck or something.
Golden goose.
Did we already talk about this by chance?
No.
No? Okay.
Way tweets from like 2 days ago.
Think they could kill a goose.
Because we've seen one of these before. I don't know if it was a different one.
You don't think you could kill a goose, Mitt?
I could kill a goose. I do not think 61% of Americans could kill a goose.
Oh, so you're saying you're better than 61% of Americans.
You think you could kill a Komodo dragon, but you don't think 61% of the people in this country could kill a terrorist Canadian goose.
How are there more people that think they could kill a dog than a goose? Or, I mean, less people.
So I think it's a cat.
I think that's cat,
yeah,
too,
cat. Though. Fuck, sorry.
I think the medium and large is dog.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Okay, well, we'll get back to Mitt being a doofus here in a minute. 30%, I believe that's a bald eagle.
Yep.
Yeah.
17% say monkey. Sorry, Mitt. 15% snake. 14% ruse.
Hell yeah.
Ruse.
That's all I needed.
Hell yeah.
12%, is that a wolf, I assume?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, not a chance.
All these bottom ones are wild.
9% gator.
No way.
8% gorilla,
no
baboon, or you know something like that.
What are these
like
last couple? Just all Z?
Elephant 8, lion 8, and then bear 6%.
No way. This is foolish.
I mean,
and listen, I need to rephrase this argument every time it comes up because people who haven't been following along, I don't think I could get into 100 fights with a kangaroo and win every time. I think I would get into a fight with a kangaroo. I think there's a chance that I could walk away alive.
Okay.
I agree.
I've been saying that from the start.
But I can people whoop the shit out of like, kangaroo,
I could just kill every kangaroo on the planet. That's not what I'm saying.
You also have to think, like, a kangaroo at some point might just start, like, chewing and, like, licking and something, and you could just grab a fucking big boulder and just smash that thing's head right open. You know, like,
you know, kangaroos aren't... reasoning and some law. If in a fight to the death where I'm fighting for my life, there's a chance I'm going to beat that roo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you keep going down this list, those chances drop significantly. Like gator, I got
but, Nick, if you have steel-toe boots, you are taking down that kangaroo easily.
It's going to help equalize. I do realize, well, kangaroo's got sharp claws.
I got fucking good boots on.
I'm not saying it's not going to fuck me up. But I think at the end, even if I'm crawling away, I think I'm the one crawling away alive.
Do you think you could take down a snake? Venomous snake.
How big are we talking here?
Grab it by the fucking head.
But I'm saying, like, there are a bunch of different kind of snakes. So, like, how big?
Yeah, like a python versus like a rattlesnake or like a cobra.
Cobra. Like, there you
different,
go.
Like a I don't know about cobra.
I don't think so. I think 15% is way too high. I think 12% for a wolf is insane, and all those other people right there: gator, gorilla, elephant, lion, bear. They don't know what they're talking about, and they're probably already dead by now.
So, yeah, like that 6-8%. If you put Brock Lesnar against those bottom four, what happens? And what the fuck are you doing?
That's different, but there isn't six, you know, Brock Lesnars on the planet. There's one.
Yeah, well, I know, but I'm just saying if we threw Brock Lesnar out there.
Are we talking about who could win?
Against the bottom four animals on this list.
I mean, can Brock Lesnar win?
Stacey Keibler. What are you saying, Steve?
I say Brock Lesnar could take every animal on this list.
I don't think Brock Lesnar could kill a lion.
What's the
or an elephant?
Us in this room are making it down this list.
I'm stopping at probably the lion.
I don't
fucking touching any of it, dude.
I'm not going past a medium sized dog.
think you could fight
well,
a
bald eagle?
Well,
let's take that off there because I don't want to kill him.
Yeah, we ain't
killing no dogs.
Ain't killing a bald eagle, dude.
Man up.
I don't want to.
It's a wild dog.
I could kill a snake, though. I've been there and done that.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what we were just saying. We're not talking about some fucking gardener snake in your backyard that poses no threat. We're talking about a goddamn python wrapped around your leg.
You're right. All right, you're right.
I wouldn't want to either. I don't like snakes at all.
I don't either. I would run for my life.
Yeah, I would book it.
I don't even like looking at a fucking rat, dude. Like,
true.
You kick that
fucking. I'd love to kill a rat.
What?
Don't be a coward. It's a rat. You gotta take the rat out.
Take the rat out.
Take the rat out.
What about a raccoon?
What if it was Splinter?
Formidable foe.
Those things are wild.
Depends if it's a midday or midnight raccoon.
True. Boom.
Well said, Bill.
Well said,
if
Bill.
It's midnight, there's 18 watching you from the woods.
Bill, I don't know why. I just assumed that you fucking killed a bunch of animals with a BB gun. Is that...
and a knife.
I've never made it past like a squirrel. I think squirrel and rabbit.
Have you ever killed a snake?
Yeah.
Like with a BB gun?
Not with a BB gun, no. I beat the living shit out of it with a shovel.
Jesus.
Bill, I have shot one with a BB gun. It is sweet to watch.
What time do you change from hanging out with the daytime raccoons to the nighttime raccoons?
If it's daylight outside, don't go anywhere near a raccoon.
True. They're nocturnal animals.
Okay.
That means it has rabies and it will definitely kill you.
Good job, Mitt.
You don't know.
Mitt,
probably not at that time.
Have you shot any geese? With a BB gun, since you...
He seems like
I have thrown a rock at a goose one time in my high school, and it then tried to attack me, and I had to run away.
What'd you do? You're like, hey, dude, watch this. It's going to be sweet.
And well, someone told me that geese were super aggressive, and I didn't believe them. So I then tested it out myself. Turns out they're very aggressive.
Canadian geese stink. I'm sorry, Gumpy. They are an invasive species.
They're protected,
species.
Too, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, dude, they're like assholes.
They used to shit all over the soccer fields, dude. Tell me about it.
Of course. They're a pest. That. They destroy That's everything everywhere they go. Them.
Yeah. I think you get an argument for me,
bro.
It's your national bird.
A Canadian goose stands no chance against anyone here.
No.
I would actually love to fight a geese right now. That just got my blood kind of going. I hate
fight a
geese.
Geese.
Unbelievable.
You want to fight one?
I hate a
I
geese.
Do. I hate
fight
them.
A geese, dude.
Fight a geese. Fight a geese.
So that's what you would do to kill it is just like punch it and...
I would probably. They have long necks.
Put your dukes up.
Strangle it.
Like, I'm like, I got fucking no dukes.
Is that the donkey?
The goat.
The goat.
Good pull, pal.
I got no fucking dukes, man.
I got fucking no dukes.
Next. Oh, yeah, this is huge. Applebee's is offering interviewees free appetizers.
Why the fuck didn't they do this when I worked here?
Well, because there's kind of like
a crisis now. Wait, you worked at the Bees?
Hold on.
Wait, you guys didn't know I worked at Applebee's?
No, we only know what you tell us, dude. We're not mind readers.
You didn't check my LinkedIn?
Not one of your buddies from high school, dude.
No, I definitely thought I brought this up before. I worked at the craziest Applebee's. It is no longer an Applebee's. It's been like three different restaurants since then. But it was awesome. Everybody had a kid. This one dude was 26. He had like three kids. It was sweet.
No judgments.
Yeah.
Since you said three restaurants, is there a chance that the newest one is a 99 restaurant?
Biff, did you get fired?
Yeah, I did kind of. It's kind of the same situation as Bill, actually. I quit / got fired because I was playing lacrosse.
So you
married to the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you just eat unlimited boneless wings?
Oh. No, you get $10 worth of $10 worth of free meals every shift.
Just fucking swallowed his Adam's apple.
What just happened? Did you swallow?
No, my allergies are killing me, but you do seriously, you get $10 a free meal every time. So I used to just get like double wings and just pay $10.
Hell yeah.
Sweet. I love Applebee's.
Turn the fuck up, man. No cap.
Were you drinking ice cold beers on the job?
I used to get the to-go. If a drink got sent back, the bartender would just put it in a to-go cup for me and then just give it to me.
Man, you're the best.
So you were drinking booze on the job?
So that's when you got your first
Dewey. I shouldn't have admitted to that, but yeah.
The family
you're a
restaurant.
You're a real piece of work, dude.
Fucking serving children.
I was
crushing
also like
beers.
17, I think.
Jesus.
Okay. I mean, shouldn't have been doing that, Mitt. Christ.
That's where we learn valuable life lessons around the dinner table at Applebee's.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
You see that kid? You see that kid right there? Don't be like him.
We had one for 6 months. It did not last, my friends.
Applebee's?
Why?
Yeah.
What?
Wow. What's that about?
I don't know. I went fucking. I have the fucking three Appies for $10 or whatever. I was in there all the time.
Is it the one you paid?
It was
table?
In a. It was in a bad neighbor. Not a bad neighborhood, but it was like in a bad spot. Like it was by like the university, but like. Wasn't really close
perfect
to anything.
University. University. Well, you get all the fucking no. All the university babes no. Over to Applebee's for a couple of martinis.
A couple of year one.
The university has a pub on it. We used to always go up there for fucking pictures.
Let me tell you something, pal. That pub at university doesn't hold a candle to the app.
Hey, you spend a night at fucking Felicitas, and I'll tell you a different story, my friend.
You guys have a Felicitas.
Yeah, that's Felicitas. What it was called.
Do you think this is working out? Do you think Applebee's is just getting slammed with people interviewing for jobs?
Yeah, they're down $150,000 in apps because
actually,
of this.
Everyone in the world, I'll go interview
this weekend.
I was
going to say,
yeah.
I might do that
just
for
not
free
take
apps.
The job.
Seats already applied for three different
Applebee's.
Sir, we can
actually get
only
wings
give you so many free apps.
I just had to.
All right, I don't want the job then. I quit.
Sir, you've been in here 8 times this week.
Yeah, I'm on my last round of interviews.
I somehow started interviewing her. Or the guy.
I love how they just threw the Appies in front of this lady, too.
You think she ate any of this?
Oh,
nah.
Looks so
yeah,
good.
She applied right after.
That spinach artichoke dip looks so good.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
I'm pumped. I'm going to Applebee's later this week.
Let's go. Are you?
I'll go with you, man, actually. I haven't been in quite some time.
It's 32 ounces.
Are you doing team Applebee's after this?
Get a nice sampler. Yeah.
I'll see you guys
I love
there.
The
see you guys there, boys.
You guys ever been at Ruby's? Ruby Tuesdays?
Ruby Tuesday? Hell yeah.
Suppose they have good salad. I've never been.
Happy hour. Ruby Tuesdays.
No, ain't nobody, Ruby to Tuesdays. Ain't nobody going to Ruby Tuesdays for a salad, Z.
That's what I heard.
You know better.
I thought it's all you can eat salad.
We're going to TGI Fridays for a salad.
Ooh.
No.
They got good potato skins.
There is a Fridays down here. I forgot, isn't there?
Yeah.
Friday's potato skins are undefeated.
Yeah, thank you.
They closed one down back in Mass for Shaq's restaurant.
Oh, that's too bad.
Shaq has a restaurant down here?
Yeah. Just come in wearing that wig.
Yeah. Everyone's like, whoa, who's that?
Next. Blood is falling on me. A woman wakes up to blood dripping from apartment ceiling.
Let the bodies hit the floor!
So I actually read this. That is... What happened? The old man who lived above her dropped dead of natural causes.
Heal over.
And about a week later, they said his blood started seeping through the carpet, through the floorboards, into her ceiling fan. And when they turned it on, she just sprayed blood all over the place.
Wait, this man died of natural causes. Did he slam the ever-loving shit out of his head on the floor when he like died of
no,
a heart
like
attack?
His body started decomposing.
Oh, yeah. So he just turned into like a fucking
dust.
Pool of redness.
Yeah. This might be dumb, though, but if you die, does your blood stay red?
No, it actually turns green.
Like the fucking it's like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, dude.
It's green sludge.
Yeah, it turns into green sludge.
Yeah.
Like Slimer.
Wow, what's this green
that's
stuff?
That's why Slimer is green.
Yeah, that's right. That's fucked up, though.
That's really fucked
that is.
Up.
Yeah,
that
move would, out.
That's fucking brutal.
Anna Cardenas. Cardenas. Move out.
Well, how do you say it again?
Anna Cardenas.
Cardenas. Yeah. Oh, man. Next. That's tough. Oh, yeah. This was big. No way. Hold up. Frankie and Marta from School of Rock are a couple. I'm not okay.
I would. I felt much better after this, actually. I am okay.
Is this the same kid from Matilda Eats the Cake?
Bruce Bogtrot.
Yeah.
Same
looks
guy?
Like it.
That's Bogtrot?
I do not believe. I don't think so. I think that is.
No.
Some other fat white kid.
Whoa.
Whoa. But good for him. He looks good. He looks like fucking James Gandolfini's son.
Yeah, he does. Is he playing him in the next movie?
He might be.
Good
fingers
for the
crossed.
People in School of Rock. Wasn't it a couple weeks ago we saw the one guy is now the DA in Texas?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, the dude awesome. Who played guitar in Jack Black's old band. Who
makes out with the teacher.
Who hooks up with the principal, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good for that guy. I know the guy who played Zach Mooneyham was unfortunately a teenage booze bag, and I think got a couple DUIs after the
no!
Yeah, exactly.
So much potential.
You can't hit 100%.
Yeah. Thought he was the next Slash. They did have, I mean, Miranda Cosgrove, she blew up. She was in that movie.
Jerry True.
Josh.
Joan Cusack.
Cusack was in that movie?
Yeah.
Was he?
Joan Cusack. His sister.
Yes, John
Cusack. Joan Cusack was in that movie.
Yeah.
Who is she?
Fucking Roz, the principal.
Rosalind.
That is Cusack's sister.
Yeah.
Hot Tub Time Machine Cusack.
Yes.
Man. Good for that family.
Good day, sir.
Yeah.
Jersey. Was it Being John Malkovich?
I never watched it. Yeah.
You should watch that. I feel like you would enjoy that film.
I'll give it a run. I gotta watch the Penguins play.
2012?
1999.
2012.
No, that was the movie.
The movie 2012, yeah. He was in that.
Definitely.
Con Air, dude.
He crushes.
Yeah, Con Air.
Steals that guy's car.
He's a great FBI agent.
He's a great FBI agent.
Put the bunny back in the box.
Ass kicker. License plate. Next.
Johnny 23.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah. A Chinese businessman bought Zibu Kuju, a second-tier Chinese side, and told the coach to play his fatso son. And here he is taking a corner kick, and he is a fatso.
Legendary move, though.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Hey, what do you want for your birthday? Buy that soccer team so I can play for him on Sunday.
Him being on the corner kick, too, shows you how much pull this guy has.
Well, apparently he didn't back up on this either. He just swung his foot in the ball into the net.
Come on.
Do we have any highlights on this game?
Everywhere for video.
He only played 5 minutes. Front.
Why is he taking the corner? He should be receiving
it. Because, dude, look at his right leg. He has a cannon.
Yes. He can shoot a soccer ball.
There's nothing better than when you're the corner kick, free kick guy in soccer.
What do you think he was playing off the set piece, like when they were actually in the field? Do you think
he was probably left wing? No, he was probably middle of midfield, just stood there like a fat turd.
I do believe he went into cardiac arrest 5 minutes into the game, unfortunately.
But I heard that he's also going to be on the Japanese national team.
Yeah, he is. And he's going to be the Japanese bachelor, I believe.
That's interesting, considering he's Chinese.
Well, you know what I meant.
Ty, why'd you mix me up, you prick?
Seriously, I'm a huge Zibo Cujo fan. Me too. So, I mean,
my jersey's in the mail.
Big pickup.
Yeah. Good for this guy. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Next. Listen, everybody around here loves BarkBox, okay? We all have dogs, and if there's one thing we love giving them, it's BarkBox.
Hell yeah.
Spoil the shit out of your dog with BarkBox. Two toys and two treats and a chew every single month. It starts as low as $22 a month and for $60 worth of dog chews and toys.
That's a lot.
Yeah. $38 value? Are you kidding me?
Oh my god! We're talking about your ROI.
Yeah, exactly. Good. And it's for your pup. You know, not for you. It's for
even
your pup.
Better.
Exactly. It's always the best day of the month when it comes. Our dogs, like I said, you know, their tails start wagging. They know. Like,
they know.
Wait a second. You've been feeding me them bullshit treats. Is my BarkBox here yet? Okay, cheapskate.
Smells like it.
It smells like
it. Open that door.
Join now, and you're gonna get a free extra toy in every single box. That's $60. Worth of toys for free.
Sign me up.
So sign up your pup and get unique toys and snacks plus a free extra toy every month. These are all tailored toys and treats. They're shipped free every single month. That's right, you heard me. They are shipped for free every single month. So start now and get $60 in free toys. Unique toys, USA made treats, free monthly delivery, and $60 in free extra toys. There's really nothing else you can ask for, okay? So, you know, be the Santa Claus to your dog every single month with BarkBox. Go to BarkBox.com/Pat to get this deal. Airlines may start weighing people at the gate amid fears aircraft are being overloaded by fatso passengers. Yikes.
Imagine the feeling of someone walking up to you. Yeah, you got to get off the plane.
You can't ride this ride, sir.
Sir, you're fatter than shit. You're going to need to buy another ticket.
Listen, do you want this plane to go down?
This is going
to
happen to me, and I know it already.
No.
I'm going to work out. I'm going to work out tonight.
Let's go.
After I finish the Celsius, burn some fat.
Me too. Hell yeah.
It was fucked up. The first time I read this, I did think of Z. Sorry.
Whoa.
Jesus.
You were flying back from Florida.
Oh, thank you, Mitt.
God, Mitt.
I mean, that's just not okay, what you just did.
How dare you, dude.
I have a soul.
How do you sleep at night?
I'm sorry. I just went through my head. Dude.
You think you're fucking cool because you're skinny?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, wait till your fucking metabolism runs out, pal.
Never happening.
And your knees hurt every day when you walk.
Never happening.
You think it's funny calling Z the fatso, Mitt?
No, I didn't call Z. You just called Z the fatso.
You
no.
Did,
you just
man.
Called Z the fatso.
You just fucking called Z the fatso.
No,
you
just
scumbag.
No, I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
You just said that. I've never said that.
You said you thought of it when I jumped on the plane.
I never called you fat. I just said I thought of you when I read this tweet.
Okay.
Oh, so there it goes.
Your brain's calling him fat is what you're saying? Or are you calling him fat?
I never called him fat.
What were you saying then?
Oh, but when a fucking article about fatsos comes up, the first thing you do is take a seat. The hell's wrong with you?
Fuck you, man.
Son of a bitch.
Can I say next?
Yeah.
Next.
You got some gall, Mitt.
How dare you, Mitt.
A snake with a foot terrified a grandmother after climbing up her bedroom wall in the middle of the night.
Fuck that snake.
So he was trying
to
get snakes.
I don't like them trying to grow appendages like this.
No. Kill that thing.
Is it a dick?
No, it's a foot.
It's a foot. You think this thing's trying
to... A snake with a dick terrified a grandmother.
What is that? Suck it!
Oh, fucking penis. Penis snake.
Suck it.
What the fuck is that?
It's a snake with a foot. I mean, I don't know how more clear we gotta be, Mitt.
That's impossible.
No, as you can see, there's a foot. Those are the little toes.
It looks like it ate a frog.
I was also thinking that, which balls
that's
me out.
Impossible.
It's actually... No, seriously, though. That is impossible.
Is it?
Says who? What are you, fucking Mitt Darwin now?
This is either not a snake or it just ate something with the fucking foot.
You think that foot is something it ate protruding out from the inside?
Yeah.
Something or like maybe big. The snake was like, take my strong hand.
It's pretty good. Kill this thing, though.
Yeah, seriously. Eliminate. Light it on fire. Eliminate it.
Eliminate it.
Next.
I don't understand it, so it can't be real.
But... I mean, Simone get at Boston this. Connor under control.
I address this.
I wish that was you.
One of those things. I mean, we're on our way. Don't worry about it. But it's one of those things. You know,
that's
that gets,
you, dude.
That gets sent to you 80,000 times.
Dude, is that you?
I don't have the Pit Vipers. I respect it. Cool tattoo. This is clearly some dude out in Arizona or who loved it out there one time. But fucking, yeah, this guy is the man.
Loved it up. Is that you though?
Yes. Bush. Hold on. Ask me one more time.
Hey, is this you?
Hold on. Ask me one
Boston
more
Connor, time. Is this you?
Hold on. Boston. Ask me one more time.
Hey, Boston Connor, found you.
That's what Twitter's been like for me for the past 3 weeks.
I bet. Hey, Godspeed, huh? What is he drinking? An ice cold Bush Light?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'll be there in 2 months. The hair is just catching up.
Okay.
It's a shame you just can't like mute like big dumb fat stooge in overalls. So just never pop up on your timeline again. You know?
Truly. I mean, honestly, it got to a point where I was like, all right, I'll fucking tweet out, oh, this is me. And then hopefully people will stop doing it. It didn't stop. People, I think they see it and they're like, nah, I think he still doesn't know. I still don't think he's seen it. He tweeted it, but I still don't think he's seen it yet.
I do pity you with this because there are a wide range and variety of these types of creatures that pop up, and a lot of them get sent your way.
A lot of them. But, I mean, anyone with a mustache.
Yeah,
plays.
It's the same. Anybody with a fucking beard.
Yeah.
It's same for me.
You had the Pit Vipers, though, and then it really does hit close to home. Hey, shout out to this guy. This guy's cool.
He is cool. Next.
Dating Alexis, cool, Texas,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Superman reboot news drop. Henry Cavill unfollowed Warner Brothers and DC on
Seriously?
Social media.
Oh, shit. Dig sent this in. What's this all about?
Did I send? I don't think I sent this in.
What's this all about?
I didn't send this in.
What
about.
Is this all about?
What is this all about?
Did he say me?
He said you sent it in. What's it all about?
Superman reboot news drop. Seems like Henry Cavill may have unfollowed Warner Bros. In DC on social media.
It all checks out now.
Holy shit.
Is that leading man Michael B. Jordan as Superman?
Yes, it is.
Is that happening?
They were talking about doing a black Superman, yes.
And I think it might be the next one, yes.
He'd be the man.
I thought that was...
He'd be the man to do it.
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, yeah.
On Black Superman.
You're right. He did. Oh, wow. They're going to have to change the name of it.
Good run.
Yeah.
Good run.
Good luck. Ah, we're just stay away. When's that coming back?
I only watched one episode.
Yeah, I only watched two.
Really?
You didn't even get to the dump house.
No, I saw it. There were boobs flying everywhere in that. Sweet. That, I assume that's why they haven't, because they're trying to get every female actress in all of Europe to dump their boobs out in season two. So it's taken a while.
Geralt.
Yeah. Geralt of Rivia, stay away, witch. I know what you've done.
Dump them out.
Next.
It seems like we hit that part.
Oh, no. No.
I don't know what else to do here.
See you Friday.
Well, it's been a real treat being back in studio.
Shout out, Trakes.
Shout out, Trakes. I do love seeing his different fucking ball caps.
He's got a good fucking collection.
He does. He does.
Been a real treat.
It's been a real treat.
Seeing those caps.
See all those minor league teams' caps as Trago battles cancer. Love you, Dave.
Love you.
Stay strong, Dave.
Zeke. What are you trying to do? Zeke's trying to shoehorn.
I don't know. Dig sent this one in.
The Olympian Tora Brice insane breastfeeding photo that lends to backlash. Let me just put a bow on that. Shout out, Dave Trago. We love you, pal. But yeah, there's also this like 4-year-old kid who's just sucking on his mom's boob while she's doing a handstand.
Yeah, I don't know. Tony, you got anything on this?
I'd say your kid's too old to know if he needs to fucking crawl up and suck your boob.
To be sucking your boob. That's probably a good way for all the milk to get out.
Yeah, it's like a tap system.
Yeah.
Good milk flow.
Yeah. Kid looks to be enjoying himself. Beautiful day.
See you Friday.
It is a beautiful day.
Yeah. Shout out Trago. Shout out this kid sucking on these boobs. And we'll see you guys on Friday.
Shout out you.
Shout out you for listening. You can also watch on YouTube. You search the pod.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Love you guys and girls.
Love you guys and gals.
Love you.
See you on Friday.